Jesus.
Love Talk Radio.
It's more like you. Jesus, that is more like you. There is no like you, Savior, no like you. You are the only one, Jesus, you are the only one. You are the only one, Savior, no like you. No like you, yes, no like you, Jesus. Yes, no like you. Yes, not like you, Jesus, not like you. Yes, not like you, Jesus. Yes, not like you. Yes, not like you, Jesus, not like you. You are the only one, Jesus, you are the only one. You are the only one, Master, you are the only one. There's not like you, Jesus, there's not like you. There's not like you, Jesus, not like you. You are the only one, Jesus, you are the only one. There's not like you, Jesus, not like you. There's not like you, Master, there's not like you. Not like you, Jesus, not like you. There's not like you, Jesus. Jesus is coming again, Jesus is coming again, Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again, Jesus is coming again, Jesus is coming again, Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again, Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Asi da ye wo yai ye wo yai ye wo yai Asi da ye wo yai ye wo yai ye wo yai Asi da. Oh, glory, glory, glory to our God. Oh, glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for. Thank you, our God. We obey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to thy King of Kings. Hosanna. Hosanna to thy Lord of Lords. Lord, we lift up. Oh, you are welcome. Oh, servants of God, already seated. Oh, please, so the you are welcome in Jesus' name.
I was getting
the equipment ready. There was some technical, but I fixed it now. I was able to fix it.
Yes. Amen.
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 So,
Amen.
Today we're talking about Christian maturity, Christian growth and maturity. When people get saved and they give their life to Jesus, how will they grow in the Lord? What are those factors that will help them grow in the things of the Lord? What are those things that they need to do to grow into maturity? That's what we're going to be looking at today. Because many people get saved, they get converted, they become Christians. Now, how do we move on? What do we do? Our prayer life, our Bible study life, fellowship, evangelism, and all these items, they are all necessary. So that is Christian growth and maturity. I'm going to do just 5 or 10 minutes, and then Bishop Barry Davis is going to come in.
Amen.
And then Lady Evangelist Lanka Lawal is going to come in. We have so much time. Each of you can even do 30 minutes if you want to. But I'm going to do just 10 minutes, a brief introduction, and then we move on. But the Holy Spirit is going to bless everyone today. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We thank you,
yes,
God, you are the great I am that I am. God, have your way tonight. We thank you for bringing your daughters, your servants are here to bless us with the word of God. God, be with them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus Christ. God,
amen.
Let your anointing flow tonight to bless everyone. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Today we're talking about Christian growth and maturity. A lot of people get converted, God says, and they don't know how to move on. We're going to touch these points these factors that are necessary for Christian growth and maturity. Very important. First of all, we want to look at our text for today, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Is our text. Our text for today, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The author of the book of Hebrews, he writes here in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1, he says, therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance and dead works, and of faith toward God, and of doctrine of baptism, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. See? We need to move on in the faith. It is not enough to just be converted, to just be a Christian, to just be a follower of Jesus Christ, to just be going to church. What are those things we need to do to grow in the things of the Lord? What are those factors? What are those factors? We're going to look at them one after the other. The word of God is the base. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. If you want to grow in the Christian faith, you got to have the word of God. You got to study the word. Say, study to be approved of God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to study the word daily. The word of God is milk. The word of God is meat. The word of God is bone. The word of God is food. The word of God is water. The word of God gives life. The word of God strengthens you, empowers you. The word of God is a sword of the spirit. Is a sword of the spirit with which you attack the devil. As a believer, you have only one weapon. That is the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit. You use the word of God to attack the devil, attack the demon, attack the evil spirit, attack Satan, attack demons, the word of God. So we must study the word of God on a daily basis for us to grow in the faith. Some people say, when I get to church, I will study the word of God. No. You don't have to get to church before you study the word of God. You study the word of God every day in your home, in your sitting room, in your living room, in your bedroom. You have this word on the inside of you. Let this word grow in you, David. Another factor is our praying life. The prayer life of the believer is very important. A praying Christian is a successful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. I repeat that. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian.
Amen.
Yes, your prayer life is very necessary for your Christian growth. Show me a praying Christian, I will show you a victorious Christian. Show me a praying Christian, I will show you a blessed Christian. Because prayer is the Christian breath which we breathe in every day. Prayer is the key. Jesus started with prayer and ended up with prayer. Why will you pray? You don't need a prayer left. A prayerless life. The next thing is fellowship. Fellowship with the brethren. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It says, forsake not the assembling together of the brethren. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. You must fellowship with other Christians. You must, communicate with other Christians. You must grow with other Christians that will help you to move forward.
Yes.
Iron sharpens iron. So when you fellowship with other Christians, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You start growing in faith. You start growing in things of God. You remember the Acts of Apostles, Christian to Acts Apostles chapter 2, after the day of Pentecost, they were breaking bread from house to house. They were having fellowship with one another, having fellowship. They were having fellowship with the brethren, having fellowship with the others. And so they were growing in faith. Yes, those are the three main points I gave out. I see I have about two more, but I'm going to stop here. And then we're going to have Bishop Larry Dean to share with us. I want to sing a song. I'm going to sing a song, and then Bishop Larry Dean is going to come in.
This
song says, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow.
Yeah.
If you want to grow. If you want to grow. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. Amen.
Amen.
Read your Bible and pray every day. If you want to grow in grace as a believer, as a servant of the Most High God. So we're going to welcome an honorable Bishop Barry Davis to share with us what God has placed in her to share with us tonight.
Amen.
I welcome over to you, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise our Father God. For he awakened each of us into this day. Another day to give our Father God praise and glory. So hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Today the Lord has placed on my heart, just as Archbishop mentioned earlier, and the teaching that he's given me in the past, says we are building the foundation stronger in each of God's children. We are building the foundation of God, of his word, of the things of God, his commandments. These things we are utilizing in the teaching to strengthen your foundation. So today, Father God has placed here on my heart this speaking and teaching from the book of James, from the book of James. And we're going to be focusing on endurance, faith, submitting to God, and the patient and expectant faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
This is going to be a short teaching. In the name of Jesus, but to again strengthen your foundation. So let us go before the throne of grace. Most Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this evening, Lord. Father, just sitting before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Focus, Heavenly Father, dear God, on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As I decrease, Father God, increase in me, Lord God, in the teaching and the deliverance of your word, Lord. Father, we pray strength and the strengthening of the foundation of each of your children, Father, as they hear, Lord God, focus and digest your word. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty and mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. In strengthening your foundation, and the pastor talked about seeking God through your daily lifestyle, ending your day with prayer and, of course, studying the Bible and communicating with our Father God, meditating on his word both day and night. And we've also talked about the benefits of seeking the Lord, fully understanding God's word, asking for revelation knowledge of the word so that you can understand what God is speaking to you through his revelation of the word. We also have talked about having attentiveness, being focused, praying and being focused, being delivered from your fears, being able to cast your cares over to God. He asks us for them. So if he's asking for them, cast your cares and fears upon the Lord. We also have been talking about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So today, as we focus on endurance in James 5, we'll be looking at some of the emphasis that is being emphasized in this book. First of all, we just need to understand that this is probably the earliest epistle of the New Testament, and it was written back after the death of Christ. It is often referred to as the Proverbs of the New Testament, just for those of you that didn't know that. And it's just practical learning through your experience as a child of God, as doing his work, as following his commands, in adherence of the Great Commission. We need to also understand and realize that James that we're talking about, he was a half-brother of our Lord and the brother of Jude. We need to understand also that in this particular word, it talks about true faith. See, James and Paul seem, to contradict. It just seems to contradict, not really conflicting each other, but it just seems to conflict each other. I've been asked about this many times, but that is far from the truth. They are not conflicting each other. This is far from the truth. And in the many questions that has come from many, many people in understanding God's word, we just want to make that clear that this is really far from the truth that is contradicting. We first want to look in James 2:24, it says, by work a man is justified. And Paul says in Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace, he said, not of work. But see, Paul is speaking of justification before God. I want to make sure I'm clearing this up now. Paul speaks of the justification before God in Ephesians 2:8-9. We're talking about by grace. And James is describing justification before man, justification before man. So we don't want to get this conflicted in our mindset. These are two separate and different entities that both of God's leaders are talking about. Paul speaks of justification before God, and as James describes justification before man, we are justified by faith, as Paul said. We're justified by what? By faith. You've got to have faith, and faith comes without doubt. Let me just say one obstacle in your prayers to keep your prayers from being heard is to doubt them. You cannot doubt your prayer. You got to come before the Lord with what? With faith. faith. And we've been given a grain of mustard seed as faith. You've got to be able to utilize faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and what? The evidence of things not seen. Paul stresses the root of justification. And James stresses the fruit of justification. Let me say that again. Paul stresses the root of the justification. And James stresses the fruit of justification. We've got to understand that in the message that this whole book of James give us, and we can go to James 1:22, it says, be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. Be what? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Deceiving your own selves in James 1:22. And that is just saying you cannot just sit plan to go to church once a week and you just sit there listening to God's word. You got to do something. You got to activate God's word. God is the spirit and we are his hands and feet. We need to be out there what? Sharing God's word. We should ask everybody out there winning souls in the vineyard. This vineyard is huge. And God has given each of us a purpose. He's given each of us a command. He's given each of us assignment. And we need to be there being doers of the word and not what? Not just hearers only. The whole book of James talks about testing of our faith, which we talked about last week, and also the faith and your works. You need to be able to pray before you do or ask God of something and have faith that God will do it. You've got to have faith that God will do it. You will not make it or grow in the body of Christ without having faith and without activating that faith and doing the assignments that God has purposed you to do. Amen?
Amen.
We also got to be able to utilize our tongues in the right way. We've got to be able to what? Utilize the use of our tongues in the right way. We've got to be able to understand that our tongue is a powerful force. Let's say that again. Our tongues are a powerful force. This is one reason why we always have to be able to, in Romans 10, when we're born, reborn, we've got to be able to say Romans 10:9. I, Valerie Davis, confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. We got to speak it with our what? With our tongues. We are not to misuse the tongue. The tongue many days is used for gossiping. We're not to use this tongue for gossiping. We should be utilizing our tongues to do what? To speak positiveness, to speak the word of God, to speak life over our loved ones, over people, over those. We should be able to speak and bring others into what? The kingdom of God. We've got to utilize our tongues in the right what? In the right way. And through this teaching, I will one Sunday or Saturday utilize the time in speaking about the tongue. Amen? But in this teaching, I want to make sure, yes, that we understand that when we read in chapter 3 of James, it talks about the control of the tongue. It talks about the control over the tongue. In chapter 4, the word talks about having submittals before God, submitting yourself unto God. And when we are enduring, we need to make sure that as we are enduring, we are being patient. As the word says, be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the former waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until they receive the early and the late rain. See, we got to be patient on the Lord. We've got to have what? Trust in God. We've got to have faith. Many people during this day and age, they're suffering. We're just trying to overcome COVID. A lot of people are still out of jobs. But trust in God. Pray to the Lord. Give your cares over to him. Walk in righteousness. Align yourselves up with our Father God. Amen.
Amen.
We also need the righteous not to wait until the coming of the Lord. We need to be able to trust in him. Don't be grumbling. Don't be using your tongue as a device is complaining to. We want to use your tongue to praise and worship God. We want God wants you to use your tongue in spreading the word, not to be complaining, not to be divisive and complaining about one another. You can use your tongue to pray upon a situation or pray upon the cares, whatever your situation is. We want to make sure you're using your tongue in a positive way. In 1 Peter 2:19-20, for this is a gracious thing when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering what? Unjustly. We need to make sure that as we are digesting God's word in 1 Peter 2:19-20, that we are understanding that when you are sin, you are sinning against God. You've got to ask forgiveness of that sin. You've got to learn and walk from whatever that sin is into not doing that sin again. And if you fall short, ask God to forgive you of whatever that sin is. And that means taking it on seriously, not going to church just on Sunday, AWOLing God on Monday, doing all your sins during the week, and then going back Sunday to ask forgiveness. No. You need to be asking God's forgiveness of whatever that sin is to strengthen you not to commit that sin, what, anymore. In Hebrews 12:7, God is speaking through the prophet, through this as a proverb. God's discipline proves that he considers that believers are his own sons, and we understand that we have to bring what? Correction to our sons and daughters. So there is no short of God. We've got to make sure that we understand that in this particular passage that God is speaking to us on, that we need to be able to do what? To understand that this is like the proverb of God's word. It's God's discipline that proves that he considers that believers are to be his sons, that we are to be his sons, of course, and taking that into account, that as he sometimes chastises every son whom he receives, and that's with the instruction, the training, and correction, that we should be doing that with our own, what, sons and daughters. We should be sitting them at the table with teaching our children the reinforcement of God's word, training those children up. We should be living a godly lifestyle with our family. We should be sharing God's word. Amen?
Amen.
James 1:2, yes. There are trials that test our faith in order to make up spiritual pilgrimages. We need to make sure that they are complete, that as we, of course, are walking upright with God, as we are in alignment of God's word, as we are what? Following his commands, that it becomes a part of our everyday lifestyle. It becomes a part of our what? Our character of Jesus. See, Jesus walked this earth realm for us. for us as a human to show us how he was what? Blameless. How he was what? He was walking as the Son of God to teach you as our example better. So we ourselves should be disciples of Christ. And God's word that we all should be following, we should be listening and placing ourselves in the alignment of God's word, walking upright in God's word, teaching God's word, living God's word in the character of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In 2 Timothy 2:11-13, this whole part of these verses talks about trustworthiness, being trustworthy. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also what? Reign with him. If we deny him, he also will what? Deny you. If we are faithless, he remains what? Faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So we need to understand this. We need to be praying people, walking upright during this end time, completing the purpose that God has given each of us, and adherence of the commandment, following the Great Commission, setting up a relationship. What kind of relationship? A right relationship with God. Amen?
Amen.
It's important that we get this thing. It's important that you start, it's not too late, that you start today living your life as God would expect for you, as he commands us to do. And the things you ask God with faith, the things you ask him and he asks you to cast your cares upon him, you will see the fruits of your labor. Amen? God wants us all to live an eternal life with him. God wants us what? He wants each of us to live an eternal life with him. And for this reason, he asks us to do what? Cast our cares upon him. If you don't ask him, this the scripture, if you don't ask God, then you don't get it. You have to ask him. He wants you to what? Ask him. We want to thank God because God is our protector. He is our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom, our Jehovah Nishi, our El Shaddai. Our Father God is there for us every single step of the way. And we must learn how to endure. We must learn how to be patient. We want to pray and continually ask God to strengthen us. We want to make sure that we are walking upright in God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we need to also make sure that the people that we are around, we want to make sure that we are not yoked up with folks that are there to be sinners. And sinners are people that sin every day. These sinners, you want to make sure that even when you sin, you're asking God to what? Forgive us. So we don't want to become an everyday what? Living in a lifestyle that is not of God. We want to make sure that we're living in a relationship with our Father God that is in alignment with him. Bring others along with you. Don't follow them. Ask them to what? To join in, to follow in God's word. Don't need to take your word for it. You can use God's word. You go to scripture. And you continually stay in the right what? The right mindset, as God's word said. Be not conformed to this world. We don't want to have the patterns of this world. We want to be ye transformed by the renewing of what? Of our mind. So the sooner we start enduring in God's word and being patient and trusting and having faith, the more structured your lifestyle becomes, and line it up with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us each together, as we're walking this earth realm, that we take on doing the work of God. Let us take on being and putting on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Go to Ephesians 6:11-23. But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, we want to make sure that we have our whole armor of God on. We want to make sure that we have the breastplate of righteousness on and the shoes of peace. We want to make sure that we are fully armored, that we are in alignment of God's word. And these things become easy to do once you what? You work on the structure of your life, living it in the commands of God. Amen?
Amen.
So you might be asking you, well, how do I put on the whole armor of God? You put on the whole armor of God so that you can take on the wiles of the devil. You can be prepared in every challenge by making sure that you are a person that's sharing God's truth. You want to make sure that in that you are including the gospel, spreading the gospel news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to make sure that we are doing these things to know that we are standing in alignment of God by putting on the shield of faith. And if you read in Ephesians 6, it'll tell you that the armor that Paul discusses in Ephesians 6 is the shield of faith. It tells us to take on the order to extinguish all of those fiery dots that the enemy will have a tendency to try to fire at you. But we not need to stand in confidence, in assurance that our Father God is spiritually fighting that spiritual warfare for us. Amen?
Amen.
Salvation. Yes,
amen.
We need to make sure that we can avoid sinful thoughts and understand what good and true thoughts are. And even when you think the thought, you can ask God's forgiveness. Every night when you wake up from your sleep, ask God to forgive you for any sins of the night, any things that you may have sinned in your subconscious. You can ask God for forgiveness of that. We also need to understand that in the helmet of salvation, that in putting this on, as Paul wrote, he was encouraged. He encouraged the Ephesians. He encouraged those to engage them into utilizing their faith. So today's teaching on endurance has to do with trusting God, being patient, strengthening what? Strengthening your foundation in living in the alignment of God's word and being able to adhere to the requirements that God puts, that gives us, that he's placed here also in the Bible, in the word for you, to live and walk his word, to follow his commandments, to live and spread the good news through the Great Commission that we find in Matthew 28:19-20. We want to make sure that we are in prayer communication. That's communication with God. That's not just a one-way conversation. When you're praying, you pray to God. You know God will answer your prayers. You can hear him speaking. You need to make sure that when you are praying, you are not doubting. You are not coming before the throne of grace with doubt. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There should be no doubt there. You should know that when you are praying, whatever your prayers are, that God will deliver. His word will not return to him void. When you read God's word in the Bible, which is our instruction manual, God's word is not going to come back void. Those are his words that he's given each of us to read and to allow that word to digest and to manifest inside of us so that we can walk and carry God's word and living it and sharing it and spreading it. Amen.
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 Amen. We also need to understand that we must, and I cannot leave this out, we must make sure that we're girding ourselves in truth, not an alteration of the truth, not giving part of the truth or twisting the truth. We want to gird ourselves, which is one of the armors. We want to gird ourselves in truth to be able to walk in honesty and giving God's word and living God's word, not fake, not one foot over here on Satan's side and the other foot over here on God's side, because God will spit you out. He doesn't want any lukewarm Christians. When you go before the throne of grace and when you're living as a disciple of Christ, we're living in trust and truthfulness. We're living in humility and humbleness. We're utilizing our tongues to spread the word of God, not to gossip and backlash others. We're utilizing our thoughts and thinking and being assured and positive thinking about the word of God, about our Father God. We have Jesus sitting on the right hand of God that intercedes for each of us. Let us together, as we are continually walking, we're to be encouraged to walk in God's word, to spread his word, to live his word, to be able to be in alignment of God's word, to carry out his command. We need to be able to have communication with God through prayer. Any sicknesses or whatever, we can give them over to Christ. We can never give them over to God, who will heal us. He's our healer. Can heal us from the very top of our heads to the very sole of our feet. So as we are enduring, let us digest God's word. Through some of these scriptures I have given you, take time this week. I hear many say, oh, well, I can study them next Sunday when it's time for church. No, no, no. I can study them during Bible study. No. You should be studying God's word every single day. No less than an hour. That's not a lot of time. You waste time watching TV or the games on TV or whatever it is. You can spend at least 1 hour with God in prayer and reading his word. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Most Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name Lord Jesus, Father God, we come before you, Lord, in the matches in the mighty name of King Jesus. Father God, we're praying, Lord God, to strengthen each of us, Lord, and endurance, Father. Undergird your children, Lord God, in the areas that you know that we each need, Father. Lord God, as we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father Amen. God, we ask you, Lord, to just focus us, Father. Focus us, Lord God, on you, on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Amen. Focus in the way you order our feet, Lord. Let Amen. Your children move out all that other stuff from their mindset to hear you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For it is Amen. You that wake us up into a day every day. For it's you that watches us as the fiery dots are trying to hit us. It is you that watches our backs as we sleep in the night. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It is you that has promised us an eternal life. It is you, Lord God, that has given us a prescription of how we are to live. And we thank you for that, Lord God. For it was you that gave up your only begotten son, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen the foundation of your children by keeping them focused, Lord God. Bring it to their mindset, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they should be studying your word and being doers of your word and not just hearers only. Lord God, to be there, Father, in the name of Jesus, to praise, Father God, and to worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, for you have given us the prescription, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you keep us focused, Lord, on how to live and grow in you. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want everyone after I say my name to say your name so that we can bring you into the alignment of God and you can become a believer. And we are reciting Romans 10:9. I, Valerie Davis, you're to say your name when I say mine. I, Valerie Davis.
I, Valerie
Davis.
Confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that God raised him,
from
the dead.
From the dead.
Thou shalt be saved.
I shall be saved.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We congratulate you, brothers and sisters, for coming in the kingdom. Now, everything you have heard in this teaching applies to you. You can ask God anything, and God will give it to you when you're walking in faith. You've got to remember some of your notes where you are taking them from God's teaching this evening and walking in God's word. Amen. Walking in endurance. Praying. And let me just remind you that when you pray, you should always end your prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me just speak again to any illness or sickness you may have, any strokes or diseases that you may carry, any mental illness, any mind diseases, any kind of COVID or any other ailment or viruses, any disabilities you may have, any pains in your stomach, any cancers or any pains in your body, we cancel them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands wherever it pains you. Right now it is canceled. Say that. It is canceled in the name of Jesus. Wherever it is paining you, it's canceled in the name of Jesus. And just say, I am healed. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed in the name of Jesus. And you are healed. You must walk with that faith. Don't allow Satan to bring any doubt to that, because he'll try to come back in your mindset. But every time he comes, you say, I'm a child of God, and I am healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. We cover these prayer requests in the majesty in the mighty name of King Jesus. We cover these prayer requests in the miraculous and the supernatural blood of Jesus. I declare and I decree that every single petition that I brought forth here this day, this evening, that it's already been approved.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Walk in endurance. Walk in faith. Pray. Remember to pray, walk in faith, spread God's word. Read your instruction manual that we know as the Bible. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes. I am glad you touched that prayer request, because while you were preaching, more people were coming on the on the line. We have we have over 382 people came in while you were preaching.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Someone prayed.
And there's one other thing, Archbishop. I was out today and won almost 40 souls, so we want to thank God for those 40 souls that were won, and they're too under this prayer, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a prayer request that came in. Somebody wants a husband. The person said, pray for me to get a husband, a woman. So that prayer request came on the screen, and when you were rounding up the prayers, you prayed over those needs, and I just thank God for that, because you didn't see that prayer request. That prayer request was on the screen here on the dashboard, and I want to let that person know that God has answered that prayer. Bishop Barry Davis
already asked it. Yes,
prayer request, asking for a husband. God will provide you a husband. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, for that.
It is already covered in the miraculous blood of Jesus, so can't nobody take it. It's already taken care of. Yes, Archbishop. Yes. Amen.
Yes, lady, get ready. The husband is coming. God is providing you a husband in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your prayer request has been handled by the woman of God, and I know God has answered that prayer. That need has been met in the name of Jesus Christ. So now we're going to have honorable woman of God, our mother in Christ, Lady Evangelist, Alain Kalawa, is going to come. Before she comes on, we're still going to sing that song.
Amen.
That song, we're going to sing that song, and then she's going to come on. The song goes like this. Read your Bible,
Read your Bible every day if you want to grow.
Read your Bible, pray
every day, pray every day,
every day.
Read your Bible, pray
every day,
if you want to.
If you want to grow,
read your Bible every day if you want to grow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lady Evangelist, Alain Kalawa, she's going to give us what God has placed in her heart for us today. We welcome the woman of God to take over right now.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I magnify and exalt your name, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name, for giving me the opportunity to teach this topic this evening. Father, take control, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The topic of today is the fear of God. The fear of God is commanded. The fear of God is commanded in anything we do. Deuteronomy 13:4 says, you shall walk after the Lord your God. We shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him.
Yes.
We shall keep his commandment and obey his voice, and we shall serve him. And cleave unto him. We have to serve him, obey him, and obey his commandment, and cleave unto him. 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, and fear God. Honor the king.
Yes.
Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. That's Psalm 22, verse 23. Glorify him and fear him.
Amen.
Walking in the fear of the Lord. When we walk in the fear of the Lord, we are multiplied. Cornelius was a man who feared God in Acts chapter 10. A devout man and one that feared the Lord in Acts chapter 10, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 7:1, the fear of God teaches us to live circumspect life. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This godly fear becomes a powerful motivation force in our life. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. We must hate evil. Proverbs 18:15.
Amen.
The fear of God is wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. It's the beginning of wisdom when we fear God. When we fear God, it's a treasure in our life. Proverbs 15:16. The fear of God is a fountain of life. The fear of God is clean and sanctifying. The fear of God endures forever.
Amen. Yes, it does.
The fear of God is godly. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. If you are going to serve God, we must serve him in godly fear, in reverence and godly fear.
Yes.
What motivates us to fear God? The holiness of God causes us to fear him. Who will not fear God? Oh Lord, I glorify your name for thou art holy. The greatness of God causes us to fear him.
Yes.
For the Lord our God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God and a mighty and terrible God.
Amen.
The goodness of God causes us to fear him. The forgiveness of God causes us to fear him. When he forgives us all our sins, we fear him. The wondrous works of God causes us to fear him. The coming judgment of God causes us to fear the Lord, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hand of his judgment is coming.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is necessary. It is necessary in worshiping God.
Yes.
The fear of God is necessary in service to God. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Psalm 2, verse 11.
Amen. Rejoice with trembling. Yes.
The fear of God is necessary to keep us from sin. Fear not, for God is come to prove you, that this fear may be before your face. The fear of God is necessary to good government. The fear of God is necessary for administration of justice.
Yes,
the fear of
it
God is necessary
yes.
for the perfecting of holiness in our Christian lives.
Yes.
The fear of God brings pleasure to the Lord. It causes the Lord's pity to increase upon the child of God. If you fear him, his mercy will increase upon us. The fear of God brings acceptance with God. We are acceptable with God if you fear him. The fear of God brings the mercy of God. Psalm 103:17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. O Lord, teach me to fear thee. Psalm 112, verse 1. The fear of God brings blessing. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. The fear of the Lord brings confidence. That's Proverbs 14, verse 26. If you fear God, you have confidence in yourself. The fear of God separates us from the evil ones. The fear of God brings Christian fellowship. What we are doing now, we are fellowshipping with God. Malachi 3:16. Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord echoed and heard. If you fear God, when we speak to him or ask anything for him, he will answer us. The fear of God supersedes the fear of man. We are not to fear man. Neither fear ye their fear. We cast all our cares and worries unto God. We don't fear anything. The fear of God brings answered prayer. Our prayer is answered. Psalm 145, verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. If we fear God, he will hear our cry and save us and fulfill the desire of our heart. When we fear God, we have long life. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolong our days. When we fear God, we have long life. Now you are going to pray now. You are going to tell God, Father God Almighty, teach me how to fear you, Lord God Almighty. And teach me how to walk in your truth. Let us pray. Father, teach me how to fear you and how to walk in your truth. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, O Lord God of my Father, the only God in heaven and the earth. O Lord God, Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let us walk in that truth, O Lord God. Let us walk in that truth. Now it's our heart to that name, O Lord God of heaven. Teach us your way, O Lord God. Teach us your way. Lord God Almighty, we pray, let us hear in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. Yes, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We fear God and keep his commandments. See, this is very, these are all important facts we need to know about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I just want to touch one or two points and then we're going to round up. The Holy Spirit is very important in the life of a Christian. The Holy Spirit, that is why in the Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, they tarry ye in Jerusalem to ye be endued with power from on high, the promise of the Father, the Pentecost. And so the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost and filled the 120 believers in the upper room.
Yes, he did.
Right in that day, the church was empowered to do evangelism and mission. And the Holy Spirit gives you power to preach the gospel. The Holy Spirit, you know, enables you to live a holy life. The Holy Spirit empowers you to live in victory, you know. And then the final point there is evangelism. Evangelism is the commission, the great commission that Jesus gave to us before he ascended on Mount Olives. Say, go ye and teach all nations. Go ye and preach gospel to every creature. That is the great commission. And as a Christian, you are supposed to be evangelizing. You are supposed to be witnessing. You are supposed to be testifying of what God is doing in your life. That way people will know that you have come to the light of God.
Yes,
you know, so these are the things we must do in order to grow into maturity. God wants us to grow into maturity.
Yes.
We don't have to remain babies in the Lord. We need to mature in the way of the Lord. We need to to grow in the place of prayer, in the place of studying the Word of God every day, in the place of evangelizing and fellowshipping with other Christians, spreading the Word of God, asking for the Holy Spirit to fill you, to overflowing, because when you have the Holy Spirit empowers you, the Holy Spirit strengthens you, the Holy Spirit
enables you
to accomplish things in the Lord. These are very important.
Amen.
So we're going to pray right now that God will help us to grow from grace to grace, from glory to glory. We should not be backsliding because we didn't study the Word, because we are not praying, because we are not evangelizing, because we are not asking for the Holy Spirit. We are not letting God have his way. And then people are backsliding away from the Lord. That's not good. We want to pray that God help us to grow in the faith. Help us to grow in the Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Help us to grow in the things of the Lord. Help us to grow. You know, read your Bible, pray every day. Maturity. In the name of Jesus. You don't have to be babies in the Lord. You don't have to be babies in Christ Jesus. So we need to be maturing. Yes.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Grow on to maturity. Yes, if you want to grow, read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Hey, Rebu Sandara Baba Baya Bragadaya. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the name, Lord Jesus, Father God, we pray, Lord God, undergird us, Father, to grow every day, Lord God, in you, Father, in the wisdom of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we grow in wisdom, Lord God, in maturity, Father, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us focus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to walk, Heavenly Father, dear God, in your word, Father, in spreading the gospel, Lord God, in walking upright with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are growing closer in Christ with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' majesty, mighty name. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord is showing me someone. You are asking for the anointing. The person is on this fellowship with us. Asking for the anointing. Wherever that person is, put your right hand on your head. You're going to pray for the anointing. Yes. Let's sing this song and we'll pray that prayer. Anointing
fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
Let the
power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Anointing, Let your spirit, your power, your mercy, your grace.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, Father, let your anointing fall on each of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let it fall on me, Father. Power, Lord, fall on me, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we may complete our assignment that you are giving us, Lord God, that we may walk upright in your word, Lord God. Father, cleanse us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall on us, Father, each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Jesus, it's not. In the mighty name we pray.
We can revive the call. In the name of Jesus, yes, anointing has flowed. There's a prayer on the screen here. There's a prayer request on the screen. The prayer request is, what is this? I want curses to be broken. That cross to be broken. Yes. I want you to know that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. I'm not going to call your name. It's okay. I got your prayer request from the screen. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. So whatever curse anybody has placed on you, Jesus Christ has redeemed you from it on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. I want you to put your right hand on your forehead and receive the blessings of Abraham. Yes, in the name of Jesus. That curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus comes to
purify that curse from over the blood of Jesus, Lord. No curse and no negative report that there's any attack on the Lord. In Galatians 2,
you receive Abraham's blessings in the name of Jesus. The curse is broken. Is revoked by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Receive Abraham's blessings in the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty
yes,
name.
Amen. Yes, there's testimony here. I feel it coming inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You,
yes, we see that testimony come.
Yes, that cause is done in the name of Jesus.
In
yes,
the name
Christ
of Jesus.
From the cause of the law, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon you. You have received Abraham's
yes.
blessings.
We receive the blessings of Abraham.
You have received Abraham's blessings today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to thank every one of you for attending this service. We have this every Saturday and Sunday evening, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join us every weekend like this and enjoy what God is doing. And for those of you who have prayer requests, you can always post your prayer requests on the screen. Just type them
yeah.
on the screen. We're going to be handling them from time to time. Feel free, those of you sending text messages, the number is area code 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. You can send your prayer request or your needs or any request you have, text it, or just put it on the voicemail. We'll be able to handle those just like we did today. Just like you did today, feel free to email us. The email address is on the screen. And then for those who want to send donations, feel free to use any of the methods there mentioned on the screen. God bless you all. We want to thank our guest speakers today. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the word of God. The Lord reward you all abundantly.
Amen. It's my pleasure.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the leaders,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless Archbishop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Pastor Felicia.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 God bless
you. Amen.
Jesus.
God bless you all.
Have a blessed one.
Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.